Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we're being joined right now by our great friend, Aaron Hess, from the South Oconee YMCA. Aaron, always good to see you.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Love the time. Love hanging out with you. And it's just us today, so we get to really let it all hang out. We get to really have fun.
Yeah, I'm going to get my words out today.
Aaron, you guys have so many awesome events coming up and some other things that are to offer the community that we don't always get a chance to touch on. We will today. But if you don't mind, I'd like to rewind a little bit. You guys just wrapped off your big golf outing. How did that go?
You know, it went very well. You know, Stephanie Lund is our community events coordinator, and she put on a great show. We had 30 golf teams this year, which is a record for us.
Nice.
And they all showed up. It rained here and there, but it wasn't terrible. So weather-wise, it was good weather-wise. We don't have the numbers yet for how much we're able to fundraise that goes towards our annual campaign, which again supports our being able to scholarship membership so that we can base it on income. So we don't know that number yet, but we had such great turnout. We are so appreciative. The number of businesses in this area that sponsored this event, you know, we've got Myron and Solaris and A Street Auto and so many, Sky Club from Stevens Point. You know, from all over the place. We have so many great sponsors. And you can go to our website and you can see who our sponsors are, because, you know, without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to put on so many great events, and they contribute so much towards our annual campaign as well. So just go to our website. I believe it's a little tab that says more.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go there and check it out. It's not only a fantastic website that has all the information you could need there, but it's a great way to catch up on things like that, to see some of that and to see some of those that support us, support our nonprofits. Yeah. We've got a community that really steps up. And really shows up for these things.
100%. I mean, the amount of support that we get, not only for the Y, but then, of course, with the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, it's just, this community is fantastic.
And it's something to keep in mind, too, when we're talking about, a past event like the golf outing that you can plan for next year already. If you're a business or somebody out there, you can already start getting ahead of those things. But also some of the other events we talk about, too, where so much of the funds raised are able to help different things and different programs that the Y offer, but especially the scholarship program, every time you guys join us, I want to make sure we note this, because I think it's one of the cooler things that not only you guys do, but our community has. Mm-hmm. We have this beautiful, wonderful new facility of the Y right here in Rapids. That thing is I cannot take my eyes off it anytime I pass it. Yeah. I love that building. I love the inside of that building. I love the people in that building. Mm-hmm. We want everybody in this community that can or wants to be able to be a member there to be a member, regardless of what your income is. These outings, these programs, these things help us be able to do that at the Y.
Oh my gosh, 100%. So this is where, you know, the businesses in this area, yes, of course, are fantastic. Our members are fantastic. You know, we, as far as, you know, joining the Y with our Membership for All program, we try to keep it as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, you know, in getting a membership, and financially things are just really tight right now, you know, just stop on over and pick up. We have like these paper applications that you can grab. You don't have to make an appointment. And I know we did go the appointment route for a while there because, you know, for us, it's about relationship building. So for the appointment, it wasn't necessarily to be an inconvenience, but rather it gives our staff the opportunity to get to know you better, make you feel more comfortable coming into the Y and confident using the facility, knowing that you've got some friends hanging around that are willing to jump in and help you out. And what we're finding is for some, you know, making those appointments is pretty inconvenient because a lot of people are busy these days. They're here, there, and everywhere. So, you know, pick up that paper application. Just, you know, you're just going to fill out a few things and bring it back, and we can make it painless and convenient for you. Mm. But, you know, so this is just, and it just goes back to how we're consistently looking for ways to get more people in our doors, not necessarily because we want to have the most numbers and brag about that, but more mm-hmm. so that we can be that solid support in this community, because that is what the Y is about. And that's what sets us apart from other gyms, is that mm-hmm. it's about community support. We're not just a gym and swim. It's about how do we give back. Everyone, so many in this community give to us. So it's being intentional on how we can give back, because that's what we ought to be doing.
It's one of those kind of oftentimes gray areas in our society where we don't cover very much, but the why is making sure to cover, where if there is a family out there, there is a person out there that wants to better their health or wants to exercise or just get out of the house and have some fun mm-hmm. and get in some of these activities, you know, being able to do that in our community, that's a possibility. No matter who's listening to this, that's a possibility for you.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool to be able mm-hmm. to say, to be able to offer and everything. Mm-hmm. And we're able to because of these programs and these great things that are offered by the Y. Those questions, those things that you're asked, that's more data for the Y to be able to do good work in this community and overall, not just our Y, but Ys around the country.
Absolutely.
So that stuff goes a long way. And I appreciate you kind of breaking that down for us, Aaron. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
If you can, if you don't mind, I want to break this down too with you. The Bridge to Bridge 5K 2-mile fun run.
Yes.
That's a fun event.
Oh my
event.
Gosh. You can still sign up for this. It's a great event. So we've got a couple options. You can do a 5K, which is 3 miles, or you can do a 2-mile. So mm-hmm. both routes, and it's literally the bridge to bridge. And it's a very safe course. It's a very family friendly course. I don't know how many years we have people that bring their dogs and, you know, just have a great time. Yes, there are some people that want to be competitive, especially in that 5K, get their best time. And, mm-hmm. and of course, there's always room for that. And what we love about this event is that, you know, it should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, it should be inclusive. And so that's why this year we brought in the 2-mile option, because for some, you know, 3 miles just is too long, but 2 miles might be just right. Or maybe mm-hmm. 2 miles is that challenge that you mm-hmm. want, but it's not too large of a challenge.
Yeah.
So, you know, so again, it's how do we make this as family friendly and inclusive as we can, so we get, you know, as many people as possible to jump in, have a great time at the event, and you know what? Maybe meet some new people.
Yeah. I mean, there's one of the key things to this, I think, is over the years that this event has gone on, I've had many people come in here and talk to them about this, not just Y members, but people from all random sorts of jobs and different things, and talking about how much they enjoyed this event. And there's a couple of noteworthy things about it. Certainly getting out there, being out in nature, being out in our town and getting out and doing stuff, that's mm-hmm. always fun. People love being able to put back into a cause, and a good one at that. And the shirts. People like the shirts. They do like those.
Yep.
They collect them. But it is that camaraderie. It is that running into people that they haven't seen in a year or two, or new people that they haven't met before.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses being able to, while they're taking this walk, talking to another business and seeing, hey, wait a minute, maybe we can partner up here and do something together, or maybe we can work with the Y, or the so much of that happens organically that you can't really plan for in life that happen at events like this.
Yeah. I mean, the networking that goes on, or, you know, and then you realize how small of a world this is. Next time, you're walking next to someone and then you realize, oh my goodness, you're married to my coworker, or you're the cousin of this person. So it's amazing how many fun stories come out of these events.
This all kicks off Saturday, August 17th. Check-in starts at 7. And the national anthem starts at 8:30. Race starts following the national anthem. The 5K race award ceremony will start around 9:30 a.m. Medals will be given to the first place finishers in the 5K for each gender and age category, and ages 13 and under, 14 to 19, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And a custom award given to the top overall male and female winner. That is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yep.
All of that means
I will
a lot.
Not be getting one of those.
and again, you and me both. and again, the race staging area will be on 2nd Street South in between 1st Congressional Church and the East Riverbank Conservancy. So keep that in mind as well. A mm-hmm. big thank you to those places for hosting and being able to have some of this there. And it's an important note that you mentioned earlier, too, Aaron, when it comes to this, because while we welcome everybody to this, I know that over years past, I've talked to like JR Seward about this.
Yep.
This can oftentimes be something for people like finding out if you can be a marathon runner or you can be somebody that can do those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So we certainly do welcome that as well to Absolutely. People that want to do that.
Yep.
As much as just having a good time and being out in public and getting a new shirt.
Yeah.
There's all of the above. There's no bad answer here. All of this is
None.
Okay.
There is zero bad answers. And I know the deadline for the t-shirt has passed. However, we did order extras. So, you know, if you're hoping to get that t-shirt, there's still a chance that you can get it.
We did order.
Yeah, there's a chance.
And if you can't get a shirt, buy a Y shirt, because it's a great way to not only advertise this event and other events, but you're promoting your local nonprofit, your Y here in town. Mm-hmm. People see you in that shirt and they immediately think of the Y, and maybe they have a membership, maybe they don't. Maybe it's been a while since they've been there and checked it out. It's all things to think about.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Aaron Hess, our good friend from the South Hook County YMCA. And Aaron, it is still, you know, we still got some summer here. We still got youth sports going on.
Yep, we got youth sports. We still have camp going on. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just came here from camp. So we're in week 9. So that means we have weeks 10, 11, and 12 coming up. So if you're still interested in camp next week for week 10, they are taking that trip over to the Aquatic Center. Mm. So they'll get to spend their afternoon at the Aquatic Center.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Baxter Arndt, of course, is our camp director, and he's doing just a fantastic job out there. So if you have kids and they want, you know, let's say you're working and you're needing help finding stuff for your kids to do, or you just need a safe place for them to grow and be taken care of, camp is such a fantastic option. I mean, from the waterfront, from fishing to archery to dodgeball to crafts. I mean, it's 30 acres of a wonderland out there, and a well-ran wonderland. So you don't have to worry about your kids' safety. We've got such great camp counselors and Baxter out there. So we've got 3 weeks that you guys can still sign up for.
Still got time.
Yep, you can still wear those kids out.
Yes, yes. And man, does that sound like if anything else you said didn't catch anybody's attention, that sure did.
Yes.
Caught my attention, and my kids are in their 20s.
There's nothing better than being able to pick up your kids from camp and have them fall asleep in the back seat as you drive home.
You're so right. Oh, the relief that just hit so many of us when you even said that, let alone.
Yep.
And knowing not only are they safe, not only are they getting that energy out and everything, but they may be learning some things, maybe making new friends.
Yep.
There just isn't enough opportunities for kids like that in our society. Here are some great ones. And I do want to send a shout out to Baxter. He's joined us a couple of times on the air and really does a great job over there with these kids. He's really perfectly made for this job.
He lives and breathes camp. I mean, he's been going to camp since he was such a little kid himself. Mm-hmm. And so so he has a great understanding of that.
And Aaron did a nice job of really covering the bases when it comes to youth sports and youth activities at the Y. If your kid is into it, they've got it. I mean, there are so many different things over there. While you've got your traditional stuff and everything, there's archery, there's other programs over there available for kids. And I would mention as well, and Baxter's brought this up before, I think you have too, Aaron, if there is something that the Y isn't offering, we'll reach out to the Y and find out. Maybe that's a new program that the Y could offer or look into or something.
Absolutely.
It can't hurt. If there is a gray area, the Y wants to know about it and wants to be able to possibly cover it if they can.
Absolutely. If there's something that this community is missing, you know, so the Y, we're all about how do we complement things. So it's not necessarily about how can we compete, especially if there's something offered in the area that, let's say, the city is running really well, Parks and Rec, whatever. If they're running something really well, there's no need for us to compete, really, but rather how do we complement and how do we maybe offer those programs that no one else is offering, but we know we could offer, and we could offer it really well.
Yeah.
So, but we can't think of all these things ourselves either.
Exactly.
So this is where we love feedback. We love fun ideas because...
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest, we're not going to think of all of them.
No, and that's one of the cool things I think that we have with our Y is that I think that's one of the more important things just in general going forward is people that don't pretend that they know everything. You know, that's always nice. I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
I think that smartest people I've ever known are people that know they don't know everything. So that's really helpful, I think. And it also expands so many of the options at the Y and more people being able to take use of the services over there.
Absolutely.
It's a cool
program. Yeah.
There are a lot of great summer activities for you and the kids. Be sure to check them out at the YMCA's website, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. Aaron, I don't expect you to know this about me, but I am a huge Olympic fan, a gigantic Olympic fan. While I'm talking to you right now, in my head, the chant USA is going on. I'm just dying for talking Olympics at any opportunity I have. And you guys got Summer Olympics over there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is brand new. Mm-hmm. Jacob Klakowitz. I still pause.
That's a tough one.
I still pause when I see his last name, so we'll see if he's listening. No. So he's our new Healthy Living Director, and this is a brand new event that we're starting. So it is August 26th from 5 to 7:30, and we've just got some really fun events for kids to participate in and kind of get some medals and get some fun gear when they finish. So anything from volleyball, track and field, there's pool events, basketball, of course, floor hockey. So, cool. I mean, just some really fun events to get your kids engaged and maybe some fun sports that maybe they haven't done before. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a great way to end summer before kids have to start going back to school, which is that reality check that maybe not everyone wants.
Yeah. It's a good, nice wrap to summer. Especially this time of year, or this year in particular, with the Olympics going on. Mm-hmm. There's so much. Well, we're even seeing from the ratings, there's more people than ever watching the Olympics this year and taking it in. This event, is this something kids can sign up for? Is this something that they need to register for?
Yep. We want kids to register for them. So it's like $5 a kid. Adults can participate, or you can be with your kids. You don't have, so we're not charging adults. So just the kids that'll need to pay. But like I said, you know, if you want to be with your little one while they compete through the events, you are so welcome to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's held right at our Rapids location. So everything will be there. And just a fun event. So not a lot of pressure, you know, learn a new sport, or maybe you know the sport and you want to see how well you're going to do at it.
Yeah. What is the date for the event again?
August 26th.
All right.
From 5 to 7:30 p.m.
We'll be promoting that on our morning shows and such, and we'll make sure to get a good turnout for that and make sure that these kids have a real fun time with it as well. That's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. Yep. Looking forward to it.
It's got to be a fun memory.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And who knows? Might be creating future Olympians with this. So who knows? You know, we never know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did want to wrap up, Aaron, if you don't mind, covering something that we don't always get a chance to, you and I, when we get together.
Yeah.
There are so many cool events going on with the Y, no matter what time of year you join us. There's all these great classes and programs. Mm-hmm. We've got multiple Ys to talk about. There's a lot there. I don't feel like I do a great job as an interviewer covering this enough, because I think it's very cool that you guys have the offerings of renting Camp Alexander or having birthday parties at the Y. Man, I wish I was 13 again, because I would love to have my birthday at the Y. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right.
I wanted to make sure to mention these, that they are open to the public, that you can do these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. So even if you're not a Y member, you're able to rent Camp Alexander, you're able to rent, you know, parts of the Y for birthday party. I know when we initially opened during COVID, we didn't have the birthday party option, and last year we brought it back to life. Mm-hmm. So you can have your teaching kitchen / pool party, so you have access to the teaching kitchen for the cake and the ice cream and all that stuff, and kids can wear out some energy in the pool, so that's a great option. And then you have somewhere, maybe they don't want the pool, but they want the adventure center with the slide and all the toys and the games, so you can have access to our conference room, which has a door that goes directly to the adventure center. So what a fun space for kids and families to come under one roof, have a great birthday party, and you're saving yourself from having to clean your house before and after. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
That is a world-class answer right there. Oh, that you just hit it right there. Anything else you said, that last part really going to hit home for a lot of us. And it's such a unique opportunity, too. I think of a lot of places people have rented out or had their kids' birthday parties at and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't hear the Y brought up nearly enough when it's such a perfect place for it. It's safe. It's a controlled environment.
Yep.
While at the same time having a lot of fun and opportunities for kids. kids and many different options for kids to be able to take in and do. And again, I don't want it to be lost on anybody. We are getting kids more and more comfortable with the Y, and maybe making as adults being Y members and supporting
Absolutely.
The Y. Mm-hmm. We want that. Make no bones about that. We want future Y members. We want future people putting into our Y that puts into our community mm-hmm. and being great community members.
Yep, absolutely.
And again, Camp Alexander is beautiful, as Aaron was talking about earlier and everything. Yeah. It's such a great place. Getting to rent that out is a pretty cool option as well.
Absolutely. We have weddings out there. We have family reunions. We have ladies that come over that have a crafting club. They'll rent it for the weekend, and they have the whole weekend of scrapbooking. And so you name it, the reason behind renting, I mean, there's so many of them, but when you rent Camp Alexander, you get the entire camp. So you've got all of the lodges, so plenty of room for sleeping. And then you've got Lester Hall, which is where, the main event takes place.
Yeah.
And then of course you cut that beautiful waterfront property. So if you have people that want to hike for a bit or go fishing or whatnot, there's just so many options out there that renting out there is just a fantastic
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to rent it just for myself.
Yeah.
I just want the whole camp to myself. It's beautiful out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got better ideas than that. Reach out to Stephanie Lund, Community Events Coordinator, to find out more about renting Camp Alexander or having your birthday party at the Y. You can reach Stephanie at 715-818-6012. That's 715-818-6012. Or email her slund@swcymca.org. slund@swcymca.org. And keep in mind, you can find out about all of this and register for events like Bridge to Bridge or anything else at their website, swcymca.org. And again, the Bridge to Bridge 5K 2-mile fun run is coming up Saturday, August 17th. That is the big one right around the corner, everybody.
Yep.
Register, get signed up for this, and we'll meet you out there on the run. We'll meet you at the bridges.
Yes, exactly.
Aaron, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. If people
Thank you.
Have follow-up questions, want to know more or reach out to you, send them to the website. Is there a phone number?
Yep, you can send them to the website. You're always welcome to call our main line, 715-818-9622. And if you ever want to talk with me, you can go on our website and you can find my contact information there too. So you're always welcome to reach out to anyone. If there's an email and a phone number, use it.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Keep in mind, we also encourage you to follow the Y on social media. It's a great mm-hmm. way to keep up to date on current things with the Y, and also spread these events on your social media pages. You just never know who might see it who wouldn't otherwise.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thanks again for
great.
The time, Aaron. Appreciate
Thank you.
You.
I appreciate it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.